You're listening to TCRG to CEO Radio with your host, Courtney J., TCRG.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to TCRG to CEO Radio. I am still your host, Courtney J., TCRG, and it feels great to be back recording. I left this series off after Nationals, recording the roundtable with Diana and Annabelle, and it turns out that summer just needed to be a break. I teach summer camps all throughout the summer months, and it can get really hectic really fast, and it turns out the summer just was a hiatus for the podcast. So I hope you are happy to be back and ready for season three. So I think the best way to go about this episode is to make it a little bit of a bridge between season two, which came to an end a little bit abruptly, and season three, which will be starting very soon. And I've been listening to a lot of feedback from you guys who write in on Instagram or in the Facebook group, and I have some awesome interview guests lined up. I had a couple conversations with people at Nationals that I thought would make interesting podcast topics, so we'll have some of those coming. And yeah, I hope you're psyched for season three. I know I am. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I am Courtney, and I have a school in Connecticut, which is in the USA if you are not from the States. And I really, really enjoy sharing my journey as a studio owner and as a teacher with all of you guys. I think I've picked up a few things along the way that I can hopefully maybe save you guys some of my mistakes. And I think we can just learn a lot from each other. And I've been doing a lot of listening to Martin Percival's podcast, which is the Irish Dance podcast, if you don't already listen to it. And he and his guests often speak about the need to collaborate a little bit more within the Irish dance community. And that's exactly what this podcast is all about. We can learn from each other's different teaching methods and different business models and our own experience as well, and make the whole Irish dance community a better place, because it comes up a lot that once you pass your TCRG or once you start your school, it's kind of like, good luck to you. And there's not a lot of further education, so I'm going to try and bridge that gap with some of the resources I put out here. Or if you are a member of our Facebook group for listeners, you can find it at the link in the show notes, or if you're listening and can type, it's facebook.com/groups/TCRG2CEO. We have discussions after each episode goes live, and I also did a live little masterclass in there all about branding and finding the unique identity for your school, which is really important. And just make sure that you answer the questions that come up when you click the request to join. And it just makes sure that you're an actual listener and not like a creep or something. And then I add you, and then you can get in on the discussions in there. And I do a lot of work on Instagram. My handle is at CourtneyJTCRG. I'll also link that in the show notes. And I do some stories, which I'll also be back on my game with now that the podcast is back in action, just so that we can learn along with each other in real time and not every Sunday when the podcast comes out. So for season three, I've actually already recorded a couple of the interviews, and it's an exciting mix of different stories, I guess. And some are studio owners, quite a few of them are, and if you're looking to go down that route, or maybe you're considering, or you're maybe tossing up whether or not you want to teach for someone else or become a studio owner, hopefully it will be helpful. And I also know that you guys enjoy the roundtables between Diana and Annabelle and I, and there's always room at the table in case you would like to join the discussion. But it would be great for you guys to submit some of the topics that you would like to hear us discuss, because we do all have slightly different backgrounds and different opinions on the issues that come up, which I think is what makes the episode so exciting for people to listen to. And we've kind of talked a little bit about how to go about it in the future, and we really like the idea of like picking topics out of the hat and discussing them as they happen. So if you have any, we can throw that into the literal and figurative hat so that we can talk about them. And I felt like this bridge episode also needed a little bit of an update, because like I said, the second season of the podcast ended a little bit abruptly. It was not the way I planned to have it end, but that's what happened. So it ended around the time of Nationals, and one of the episodes towards the end was a Nationals preview. And then when I came home, the roundtable came out, and I never really closed out how Nationals went. And I'm excited to say that it was brilliant. I loved Vancouver. I loved the venue. It was beautiful. There were so many different things to see, and I actually appreciated having another Nationals in a downtown area, because often I find that when we go to Orlando or even Nashville to some degree, it kind of feels like you're trapped in a resort or on a bubble. And as much as we all love the Irish dance bubble, it's also nice to be able to go out of it and kind of enjoy real life. And I think for teachers and a major in particular, it can be really, really easy to get stuck in the vortex, and then it's almost too stressful. And being able to just get out and take a walk. I went to Stanley Park with Christian. We took a big walk around. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll know just how far we walked. And I still have scars from that walk. Or just be able to go, you know, a couple streets over and have dinner and not have the restaurant be filled with people in wigs is kind of a nice break that I didn't know that I appreciated until we were in Vancouver. I know a lot of people had a lot of travel issues getting there, and we definitely learned a lot about how to tell our dancers how to approach a competition that's far away. Obviously, we're on the East Coast, so Vancouver was pretty far for us. And results-wise, it was better than I could have expected. I definitely spent a lot of nights worrying whether or not the dancers would do as well as they were prepared to do. A lot of things just, you know, as a teacher, you really want to see it come together the way that you envisioned. And it can be stressful since it's not in your control how the dancer decides to show up on that day. But Christian and I were both extremely happy with how everyone performed, how they approached the day and the competition. If you aren't super familiar with me or my school, a lot of our opens are still kind of that bubble open where maybe they're starting to place more at FESHs, but they're not necessarily shoo-ins to recall it a major. And for a couple of them, this was their very first Nationals. Others, it was their second, and they learned from their experiences previously, but maybe necessarily weren't going to be locks to make the recall. So we went in with very realistic expectations of what everyone could do, where they might stand within their age group. And we were very, very pleasantly, not surprised. Pleasantly surprised sounds bad, but we were very, very pleased with how the results shook out. We took 7 dancers to Vancouver. 4 of them made the recall, which was super exciting. One of them, it was her very first Nationals, and she made the recall, which is, you know, hopefully as she gets older, she'll appreciate how big of a deal that is. And they all made the top 50. So we were exceptionally happy. And I, as a teacher, always come away learning a lot. I make a lot of notes either in my head or on an actual notebook during competitions or after competitions. And if you are also new to the podcast, or if I haven't talked about it, because I really don't remember whether I did or not, I do have a new TCRG on board. We added Christian Caron at the beginning of the spring, and he's been a great influence on the dancers and with me. It's really nice to have another teacher to bounce ideas off of, or be able to sometimes even just have feelings validated. You know, sometimes you'll look at something so closely that it's nice to have another opinion sometimes. And it was just nice to have a companion at the competition too. Just more eyes, the better. And the dancers, when we asked them if they enjoyed having both of us there, they said yes, they did. So it was all really, really good. Along the Vancouver topic, I'm going to sneak in a little bit of a book review, because I was given a book by 2 of my good friends, Danny and Teen, who may or may not be listening to this episode. I'm not actually going to tell them that I mentioned them. I'm just going to see if they pick it up. But they gifted me a book called Mind Gym a couple summers ago, and I should have read it cover to cover sooner, but for different reasons, I never did. Sometimes I'd bring it on vacation and maybe get like a couple chapters in reading beachside, And then I would put it down and not come back to it. And I'm really the worst for finishing books cover to cover. Often I start a book and then don't finish it. So on my travels to Vancouver, I put it in my bag and I was determined that I was going to read it. So on my first flight, I had a couple hours to read and got pretty far. And I was already pretty engrossed once I picked up momentum in the book. And within, I think, the first hour and a half of my second flight from Toronto to Vancouver, I finished the book and was like furiously highlighting and making notes and telling Christian that he needed to read it immediately. And I really enjoyed the content because I found it very similar to my favorite book, Thinking, Body, Dancing, Mind, but in a less woo-woo kind of way. Because if you've read Thinking, Body, Dancing, Mind, it's a little bit out there. It's a little bit strange. Like, you have to be kind of open-minded to read it. Whereas Mind Gym, I think, is a little bit more straightforward, or it has references to different sports that, like, even if you don't know every sport, they're a little bit more easy to reference, if that makes sense. And a lot of the things that were in there were ideas and strategies that I already know or already use, but it was nice to either have the reminder or it was nice to have it said in a different way. And I think as teachers, we always have to strive to find different ways to communicate, whether it's corrections or just ideas and concepts that you want your dancers to take away, because we all learn differently. And sometimes you can say something seven different ways and only the eighth one clicks with someone. So it was nice even for me to have different ways to communicate different concepts to dancers. And if the title doesn't already suggest, it's all about training your mind to perform, whereas a lot of times we focus on training the body. So the idea behind the book is that you can exercise your mind to be mentally tough or, you know, approach competitions and training in a constructive, positive way, just as much as you can condition your body to perform for you when you're training or competing. So definitely recommend. I believe it's on my book list, which you can find at CourtneyJTCRG.com/books. And I will definitely be referring dancers to reading it as well. I think probably from age 12 or so up, it would be easy enough for them to understand. So if you have a dancer that's struggling with the mental side of dance, I would strongly recommend it. And then the only other update I have for you is summer is wrapping up. My first official week back at classes starts on August 26th, and it's another year. For me, it will be the sixth year of my school, which is kind of crazy. Like, Evan, I look back, I wish I had kind of documented things along the way sooner, and it's just crazy to see the growth and the change. And one of the podcast guests that you'll get to hear from later this season, we were talking about just how quickly things change and evolve as you're a growing school. And it's a wild ride. So I will also do my best to document some of that reflectively, or however you want to call that, because I think it's going to be important to look back on it later. And usually when we look back at things, the things that seemed, you know, very trying in the moment end up being big learning lessons or just big pivotal moments in our career, in our business. So I'm going to do my best to keep you guys in the loop with all that too. I am happy with how our summer camps went. I do a week for our kind of traditional sets that go to the Oireachtas. And even though they don't focus the entire week on traditional set, it's for the like novice prize winner level. Then we do another one for advanced beginner and beginners. And then another week for championships that are getting ready for solos at the Oireachtas. So it's very, very busy. They're long days. I am definitely open to restructuring our summer camps or summer classes because it's very full on. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't really feel like I had much of a summer. I had 1 week of true vacation and then another 2 weeks off, but the rest has been go, 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 teach, teach, teach. So I am happy to report that I'm back from a vacation to Florida and I do feel refreshed. And I talked about it back in episode 24 when I was talking about burnout, that it is important to step away from your business and your career and all of the things that go along with it sometimes so that you can bring your best self to the table. And I want to be able to give my best self to my students and my customers and even my other teachers so that I can guide them as best as I possibly can. And also just see things with clear eyes and clear mind, because it's never a good day when you have to make business decisions with a frazzled mind. So I think that's going to do it for this little bridge episode. And you can expect weekly content from now to the end of season 3. Usually they're about 15 episodes long. So that should bring us right almost up until Arachta's time. And it's crazy. The podcast, I think, will be a year old in November. So thanks for coming along this crazy ride with me. Right now, this is my side little passion project. And I am looking forward to seeing how it grows and develops. So until then, you can find me on Instagram or in our Facebook group. See you there.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on TCRG to CEO Radio.